Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, great friend of mine, Cody Tucker. He's our Wyoming Cowboys insider. Cody, these discussions that I'm having with our insiders now, we're not really getting to the X's and O's lately because of all of this conference realignment talk, what it means ultimately for the Pac-12, for the Mountain West Conference. There's going to be teams certainly sweating this thing out, but man, it's beyond the X's and O's nowadays.
Oh, it always is. And then when you have a seismic movement like this, of course, the entire country's talking about it and wondering what's next for their team. And every time this happens, nothing happens to any of the teams in the Mountain West. So yeah. I think I'm taking that approach. if it happens, it happens. How about that?
What do you see? So now we're seeing the Big 12 looking to bring, and I think the names that keep popping up, obviously Oregon, CU's in that mix, Utah, Arizona. So if those teams are gone, we thought, can they survive? Oregon's there at least, maybe. But, I mean, are we even going to see the Pac-12, or do they just dissolve this thing? What happens to that conference?
Boy, that's a great question, Brady. Plus, you know, I might be alone on this, but Stanford sure seems like a Big Ten team all of a sudden, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do, man. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, one of those teams might get left out in the cold, like, you know, Oregon State, Washington State, you know, Cal, Berkeley, you know, teams like that. I don't know. I think the Arizona schools would be a good fit in the Big 12. You got to go after Oregon and Washington, right? I mean, that has to be. That would add some serious oomph to that conference. But maybe the rest that are left behind, maybe they come calling and join the Mountain West instead of the Mountain West all leaving and joining what is so-called the Pac-12.
Yeah. I mean, again, if Oregon goes, and then as you said, Washington was also in that report I read this morning too. Okay, so if you're the Pac-12, are you calling on the Mountain West Conference? I mean, is that you try to get those? What do you think? Boise State's in there. I know CSU's a name at least we're talking about here. I don't know, but is this a good and bad thing for certain Mountain West teams, and a terrible thing for maybe a Wyoming type team, or do you maybe it's a monster conference, Pac-12 Mountain West joined together?
Well, here's the thing, you know, the Pac-12 is going to have to rethink some things because it's not easy to get in the Pac-12, right? I mean, I believe you have to have a medical school and you have to have unbelievable academics, and they're not looking for any kind of religious institutions, and I'd imagine they're not looking for any military institutions like Air Force. So they're going to have to drop some of their standards here if they want to start adding on. The Mountain West doesn't have those kind of standards. Obviously, Boise State's here. So, you know, I think it makes more sense to move over to the Mountain West, but the TV, it's all about the TV money, and we all know that. So, does the TV money come over to the Mountain West if the rest of those Pac-12 teams come? I mean, obviously, ESPN's going to want to go back to the table with whatever's remaining from the Pac-12.
Well, that's what's so fascinating about this, because the Mountain West, Cody, as you and I have discussed, on the basketball side of things, certainly could hold their own with, in my opinion, almost with any conference. I'm not saying that any of those teams are necessarily better than the top 8-10 teams in the country, but collectively as a conference, the basketball side was a blast to watch. A lot of people getting in there. Like Craig Thompson, the Mountain West commissioner, I mean, what is he doing today? Is he trying to bolster up some new TV contract deals? Is he aggressively pursuing some teams right now? What do you think he's doing at this moment?
Well, he better be kicking tires or it's, you know, what is he doing? You're the commissioner of this conference, and he claims he's always kicking tires, but in talking to Wyoming Athletics Director Tom Berman, I mean, he will go with something that makes sense, but he always mentions the conference to me as far as a pie goes. They don't want any more slices out of this pie. They don't, you know, they don't want to give up more money. So if they bring in a few other teams with some juice, you know, a Washington State, an Oregon State, teams like that, that'll add a little bit of juice. And, you know, the pie will get bigger a little bit. I don't think the pie will get extensively bigger, but it'll get a little bit. And But I know he's not into cutting pie, that's for sure. He mentions that all the time. And, you know, Boise State's already got their slivers a little thicker than anybody else's already. So I know he doesn't like that.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But like you said, if you... Because if we're serious about this, if this report, I read this from CBS talking about, you know, the interest level from the Big 12, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, obviously we know USC, UCLA gone, CU is in that mix. What's left at that point? So, I mean, there's going to be nothing left for the Pac-12. So the rest of the teams might just have to go to a group of five school, which, if that's the case, Mountain West wouldn't be really considered a group of five. Pac-12 goes away, you get the leftovers, you're now a Power Five conference.
Yeah, and I think Stanford's really a wild card here because not only do they help your academics, they have the biggest endowment on the West Coast by far. And believe it or not, if you think about the universities in the country who have won the most national titles combined with every sport, Stanford is right up there with UCLA, USC. They're right at the top. I mean, Stanford wins titles in almost every sport every year. So they're a real win-win for somebody who's just quietly sitting over there kind of biding their time.
Wow, this is just insane. Like, and the other thing you said that I think is a key point is how difficult it is to become a Pac-12 school. It's ridiculous. I mean, they didn't make this thing easy. Obviously, the TV deals were never anything huge compared to the other Power 5 conferences. It's just over time, year after year, this thing, Larry Scott just did not do this conference any services, and he's been terrible, and we're seeing it we're seeing it just break apart right before our very eyes, quickly, too. I mean, it used to be these kind of stories would come up, and we'd go, oh, I wonder when that's going to happen, a couple years. I mean, this is like, hey, USC and UCLA might leave. Oh, they're gone.
Yeah, and what's making it worse, Brady, is they're not winning anything. They're not even in the college football playoff discussion. And, you know, the other thing I think with competitive balance and stuff like that, look what Utah's been able to do since they went over to that conference. I believe they've, you know, won a few division titles already. You know, no big deal. Utah, people just think that Utah was created one night with Alex Smith and Urban Meyer. They were a middle-of-the-pack WAC team for decades. They weren't some powerhouse in the Mountain West until Urban Meyer got there. So they really struck when the iron was hot. Plus, they had a bunch of Olympic money and all the stadium upgrades and all the stuff that happened in Salt Lake City. They have a golden horseshoe up their rear end, but they are taking care of business.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, having to be creative and find ways to bolster up your program. I mean, without really the aid, I guess, of the conference itself. Okay, so Cody, obviously you're our Wyoming guy. What does this mean for the Cowboys going forward? Are people freaking out over there wondering what's going to happen to this conference?
I don't know. I mean, people are obviously openly talking about it, but I think the ultimate stance is hopefully Wyoming and CSU are together. No matter what happens in all of this and all this movement, You just kind of hope that those two universities stay together no matter what happens. And I think that's what people are trying to look at that and hope for that. And, you know, we've had this scare about every time this year, in the middle of summer, there's this scare because of conference alignments. But I think overall, Wyoming fans just want to make sure that CSU and Wyoming are in the same boat and stay together and always play that game.
Well, I think either way you want to slice this one up is you look at this upcoming season, and maybe we already have movement. Maybe we already have official word that more teams are coming from the Pac-12, Mountain West teams are leaving, whatever. But if we don't, this season has never been more important, right? I mean, if you are looking to grow your conference or if you're looking to build a resume, if you're Wyoming, if you're CSU, you want to stay together, you need to go out and light this thing on fire next year.
You do. And to me, like, if they had all this conference alignment back in the Sonny Lubick days, CSU would have been prime candidate to leave. And with Wyoming, what's going to kill the Cowboys every time is being in the smallest, least populated state in the country. That they look at that and go, oh, TV numbers can't be great. I mean, but Wyoming has thousands and thousands of alums in Denver. So they do have a piece of the Denver TV market, but they're going to look at that and be, you know, it's just not sexy. That's all there is to it. And CSU, I thought, was always primed, and the problem with CSU, late, they just don't win. And I think if they win, that's going to cure all kinds of ills.
Yeah, well, and for Wyoming, it's like, hey, not sexy and stuff. Man, can we get Josh Allen to just every time he talks, just say, hey, by the way, don't forget, I'm a Wyoming Cowboy. Can we just do that every time?
Yeah, he's pretty good about that.
He is.
I actually watched that golf thing.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, you couldn't pay me to watch golf, but I actually watched it. And Tom Brady actually was busting his chops about, where'd you go to college again? And I would have said, didn't you lose your job to Brian Greasy?
That's
settle
true.
Settle down, Tom. That's you weren't very good in college, buddy.
That's right. That's a funny one, too, because Brian Greasy, we all know how that worked out. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, I think you wrote something up on this, Cody. You put something together at 7220 Sports. It's just kind of crazy, right? When you're watching Josh Allen, you got the four greatest quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Four of the greatest position in all of sports. Josh Allen's right there. Did you see that coming? Did you go, you know what? One year when he's in the NFL, he's going to be amongst the best, right there next to Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
You know, this is going to sound homerish as hell, but I kind of did because he kind of has that Brett Favre mentality. You know, you're going to live and die with him, and he's going to do some bonehead things, but he's going to make so many amazing plays too. And he just, you know, the measurables and everything. You can't, like they say, you can't measure the heart and you can't measure the effort. And that guy has that in spades and always did. And you know, it's also not fair to go, well, you know, Josh didn't perform very well against Power 5 teams. It's like the last year Josh came back to Laramie, he lost, you know, three-quarters of his offense to the NFL. So he made chicken salad out of chicken you-know-what. And, yeah, he didn't play very well against Power 5 teams. It's hard to do that when you're essentially by yourself. So I thought that he was getting – you know, he was getting hammered for obviously the completion percentage and all that, but man, his heart and desire, and I knew when he got to the NFL and he leaped over Anthony Barr, the linebacker from the Vikings, I was like, there it is. And he's been an MVP candidate ever since.
I just remember significant moments when we're playing against the Rams up there, the snow's coming down and they need a first down, and it's maybe can't throw it very well today because of the weather. That guy just says, I'll screw it. I'll take it matters into my own hands. And I just like right there. It's like that's that toughness that you would think John Elway would just be all about. But for some reason, didn't like him. He looks exactly like John Elway. Built exactly like him. But no way, I'm not going to go that route. Bradley Chubb sounds nice. Let's go with that guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, that was a heart-wrenching draft to watch.
Oh, boy.
It was painful.
It sure was. Cody, my man, I do want to get into schedule stuff with you next week if you can. I know we're starting to ramp up our chats on football side of it. You know, Wyoming, obviously pretty good outside of the conference. Once they jumped into the conference play last year, it was tough, beat them up, but they did get to a bowl game. We'll talk about what the immediate future looks like for those Cowboys next week and break into more X's and O's on the football side of things.
Sounds great, man. Mountain West Media Day is right around the corner.
I know. It's right there. Once we cross over and get into July, we got NFL training camp. We got media days. It's almost football season, my friend.
Thank God.
Cody, my man, appreciate you as always. I love your work. I love what you do. And we're happy to have you a part of the show.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate you as always.
All right. See you, man. Right. Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. 12:49 the time. Yeah, if you're Wyoming, all I can say is win a lot of games. Because, the non-conference schedule becomes very important for the Mountain West because you want to be attractive here. But we might get everything decided well before the season starts. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely crazy. I got thoughts on that coming up more next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.